I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In his weekly newsletter, Carlsbad Mayor Dale Janeway announced that Eddy County is leading the nation with 53 active drilling rigs, and that Eddy and Lee County combined account for more than 25% of the state's matched taxable gross receipts. Janeway also announced that Doug Ackerman, the CEO of the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association, will be one of the keynote speakers at this year's Energy Summit on October the 20th. The Eddy County Fair continues today with various livestock shows throughout the day, such as the Breeding Goat Show at 5:30 p.m. At 6:30 p.m., a concert featuring We Are Messengers and Katie Nicole will be performing at the Artesia Horse Council Arena. And from 7 to 8 p.m., entries for the Flower Show will be accepted. For the entire list of activities at the fair, log on to the Eddy County Fair website. And on Friday, MTD's W105, Be in the Breakfast Club, will be broadcasting live from 6 to 9:30 a.m. adjacent to the Livestock Arena. The Lee County Fair and Rodeo begins Friday in Lovington. However, because of the construction around the Lee County Fairgrounds, it could be a little challenging to get there. Constructors, Inc. project manager Gabe Ortega advises those that are coming to the fair should log on to the Constructors, Inc. website and other social media sites on directions to the fairgrounds.
Yes, log on to websites, log on to Facebook pages. We have a route posted everywhere on Facebook, website, help relay the message. So hopefully this will help.
There also will be signage posted to the fair. And then each night after the fair,
there will be sheriffs and city police and some DOT employees help assist with directing traffic out of the fairgrounds onto local roads or county roads.
The Lee County Fair and Rodeo runs through Saturday, August the 6th. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.